Here are a couple of highlights from last week's action on baseball and softball on KNIA KBLS. We began with two area teams playing as Knoxville took a trip to PCM live on 95.3 KNIA.
Pitch on the way. That's a line drive right back to Roston. He just said, okay, I'll lay the glove out, flashing the leather, and one away. Pitch on the way, and he will slice one out to left center. That's going all the way to the wall. He will have extra bases, and he'll get a stand-up leadoff double out of that. So a very hard-hit ball by Gifford. And the payoff pitch coming up. Swung on, bouncing ball towards second. Could be two. Over to first. Got him for a double play. That was a beautiful 4-6-3 double play. Gifford to Norris to Rosaboom. Here's a high fly ball to left field. Going back is Wendt, and it is gone! Laika Norris, a home run that lands on Plainsman Drive and skips over into someone's yard. And Lincoln Norris gives Knoxville a 5-0 lead. Bottom half of the fourth inning here in Prairie City. Another pickoff attempt. Do they get him this time? They do. Boy, Roston McCarty is so good at that. He's done that several times, and they gun down Hauser. And the 1-2 from McCarty. Swung on and a miss. Got him for the Knoxville winner.
Final score, Knoxville 10, PCM nothing. Pella hosted ADM in baseball Thursday live on 92.1 KBLS with Andrew Schneider.
370 to center, 315 to the corners. Wind is blowing out here at Pella High School as Kettler drives it to right center field, and that'll get down for a hit. Carlson being waved home. Digging for two is Kettler. Throw to third is not in time. Owen Kettler sliding in. The throw gets away. Owen is breaking for home, and he is safe. Isaiah is breaking for third, and he is not. So it's an RBI double. Two runs will score. E9 will allow the second run to score. I would imagine next appear against Bondurant next Wednesday to give him one more tune-up. And there's a called strike three. And that will end the inning. Back-to-back backwards Ks for Tegan Hoekstra. We've played an inning and a half. The bonus here for the Dutch is if they can get runners on for that top of the order. Jablonski hits one well to left field. That's carrying deep. That ball is at the fence, and that ball is gone. Lucas Jablonski clears it on our Pella Dutch live stream as Bethards hits this one well to left center field. That ball will get all the way to the wall. Bethards is digging for two. He'll have the one-out double. That's more like it for this bottom part of the order. They'll get anything close here. Well, he will, and there's a ball crushed to center field. That ball is deep, carrying well, and that's one hops off the fence. The Dutch will take the lead. One run will score. Here comes another. It's a two-run double for Isaiah Kettler. I don't know why the Tigers are pitching to Isaiah. It's a 5-3 Dutch lead. Kosur crushes this to right center field. That'll get down for a hit. Carey had to hold up. The send sign's coming in anyway. And digging for two, it's Kosur. It's an RBI double. Then the ball hits off of Lincoln, and now he'll be safe at third on the air. And there's a ball crushed to left center field. That ball is deep, carrying well. And that ball is a ground rule double. It one hops off the fence. So no RBI, but it's the third double of the night for Isaiah Kettler. That one hit hard through the hole, and that's a hit. Not a grand slam, but it will score one run. Here comes another. And the Dutch advancing on with Kettler crossing home plate. It's a two-run single for Hayes Lautenbach.
Final score, Pella 12, ADM 3. Highlights from last week's action on KNIA KBLS.